This is Lydia Johnson at National FFA Convention with the National FFA South Region Vice President, Artha Jonasant. Artha, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so good, Lydia. Thanks.
It's been a great morning. You can see blue jackets just starting to flood into the streets of Indianapolis. And what does that mean to be back this year? I mean, we had a year virtual, but what does it mean to come back again?
Man, I mean, while we weren't in Indianapolis last year, we were still doing the work, whether that was at home, it was at our schools, on our operations. The work never stopped, but to see all of us congregate back here in Indianapolis is a feeling that words really fail to encapsulate. Because, I mean, wow, how resilient we've been this year, and the fact that we get to celebrate that in the midst of all of the sadness and the grief that has accompanied this year, I mean, this is a really meaningful event. And I'm so excited that we get to be here to welcome them and make this a meaningful experience and hopefully the light at the end of a dark tunnel.
You know, we talk about how different this last year's been for you guys. How has that changed the way that you're able to serve members?
Right. It just, with unprecedented circumstances, uncharted waters mean uncharted solutions, right? So looking at creative ways to connect with people in a way that is conducive to a global pandemic. For us, that looked like social media content. I started a coffee chat series simply because talking to my phone with a cup of Starbucks was the way that I could best connect with our thousands of students across the nation and just making really intentional connections. We have this collective experience going through a pandemic in an unprecedented time. So how do we use that and leverage that to continue to strengthen agriculture and build our communities and grow leaders like our organization tries to? And I'm so thankful that I didn't have to do it by myself, right? I had five incredible teammates who helped me brainstorm different things. And now we get to celebrate all of the accomplishments that our students have done. And that's what it's all about this week. Those incredible 735,000 young people who've continued to do the hard work in the past year.
So thinking about those members coming to Indianapolis, what are some of the big hitters to look for at National Convention this week?
Oh man, well, we have a rock star National FFA chorus and band that'll be with us in every general session. So definitely keep your ear out. And if you are looking to sign some talent, I've got two incredible groups right on stage with us every step of the way. We've got some incredible AgriScience Fair participants who will be recognized on stage. For the very first time, they'll be awarded and learn their placings with us on stage, which will be exciting to catch those reactions in real time. We have 37 incredible people vying for national office, and the next six team will be announced on Saturday. So if you see anyone stressed out, tell them that they're doing all right because they're going through a really rigorous process to try to become a national officer. And they're already such incredible people. And we'll have six people to replace us that you'll interview next year, Lydia. But there are so many great people. I wish I could touch on all of the groups, but those are just a snapshot of the awesome folks that'll be here this week.
I don't want to limit you to one thing, but you've come to National Convention before. Right. What's the one thing that if somebody's coming for the first time that they need to see or need to do?
Oh, Lydia, you're killing me. All right, so I'm not going to cop out and say the sessions, even though that is a thing. So I would say go to the expo. So many students will realize that there are colleges and universities that offer programs that are right in their interest, but they never knew it because they've never interacted with them before. And there's so many different vendors, sponsors in that expo that can help cultivate their curiosity. And I know Merck Animal Health, for one, has some awesome socks at their expo that I've already grabbed, at their expo booth, rather, that I've already grabbed. And there's just so many cool things. And that's when you always run into the people from opposite sides of the country. So check out the expo and come to the sessions and go to the rodeo and the concert and the hypnosis show and all of the things. But there's just no part of convention that should go untouched if you are visiting for the first time.
And for those that aren't able to come in person, how can they keep up virtually this week?
Oh, I am so excited that this experience isn't limited to those who can visit us here in Indianapolis. You can stream our live general sessions on rfdtv.com, on Facebook, and other social media platforms. We have an interactive virtual FFA Blue Room presented by Microsoft, and that is just the forefront of technology and ingenuity in agriculture. So there's so many cool interactive programs that can be accessed. Our FFA convention app is accessible anywhere in the country, so you can stay connected, make your way on the leaderboard through different little games in that capacity. I mean, there are just so many ways to stay engaged, and honestly, this hybrid convention format is what's going to make this so special. We're getting to more people than we've ever done before, and that celebrates us being back better together, better than ever.
Thanks so much for joining us, Artha, and good luck for a great convention.
Thanks so much, Lydia.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.